Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He loves sports.
It consumes my time. I ignore family. I put off responsibility. I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
This is the Pony Express.
High game, down one, or whatever the case may be. I live for those moments. Like I told y'all in the Indiana series, I've that mental clock of being a kid and just kind of just telling myself 3, 2, 1 and, you know, making the noise of the net, that sound. I've been doing that since I was like 6, 7, 8 years old, maybe even before that. It's a picture floating around of me besides a little Tykes hoop with a saggy pamper on. And I probably was doing it back then, all the way up until now, being, you know, 33. You know, it's not things that you dream about. It. You get those opportunities, and I've been fortunate enough to just get a handful of those and some of the biggest moments, you know, in my career.
Here's Andrew Filippone.
LeBron James had another career highlight reel moment, beating the Raptors at the buzzer last night, a virtual series ender, going up 3-0 on Toronto. No team in NBA history has erased a three-game deficit. I'm Andrew Filippone. Great to be back with you here on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 206. Hello to all of you out there. Listen to us on satellite radio this morning. CBSSportsRadio.com or whatever audio app you use to stream this show, a local affiliate that has us today that is allowing you to enjoy the content on the show. A big thanks to all of those affiliates out there who give you an opportunity to hear us out every Sunday morning. LeBron right there encapsulating what it's like growing up within the game of basketball and the things you do as a youth, when you dream, when you fantasize about being a professional basketball player, what you want, what you aspire to do, what you hope for, that was me. And here I am now talking about it for a living. Before reality set in, that I was never going to get taller than 6'2". That I wasn't fast enough or athletic enough or committed, devoted enough to, you know, achieve something extraordinary or great within the game of basketball. I was just like LeBron, 6 or 7 year old kid in my driveway with the Nerf basketball hoop inside my bedroom, counting down the seconds for the game winning shot. Everybody who has ever picked up a basketball and has wanted to achieve great things within the game has done that. You know, there used to be this phony belief out there that LeBron didn't want those shots, that he'd rather pass the ball and force that shot on somebody else than take it himself. Remember that Nike ad campaign with LeBron, "We are all witnesses"? That's how I feel right now. Watching LeBron control the game last night, he is the sun in the NBA solar system. We're all spinning around him. This is his domain. We're witnesses. The LeBron promotional campaign has created criticism, polarization, from the King James moniker to the decision fiasco. When he fails, those brand-related slogans or advertisements are thrown back in his face. But this is not a media creation. This is not a sneaker company creation. You're watching something authentic right now. We are witnesses to something transcendent. And I hope you're able to put your hatred or your dislike, your own personal rooting interest, your own biases aside, check it at the door, and appreciate what's going on right now. And that's what I want to talk about on today's program. Andrew Filippone, the show's called The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio. I want to talk to you about appreciating what LeBron James is doing right now. Whether you're somebody that has followed LeBron from the St. Vincent St. Mary days in Akron, Ohio, from the second he was on Sports Illustrated as a teenager, his whirlwind career, high school phenom to NBA star overnight, goes to the finals, loses to San Antonio, disappointment in Cleveland, goes to Miami, wins a couple of championships, becomes a villain for a couple of years, flips the script, goes back to Cleveland, delivers a championship, and now he's in this situation right now where he is willing a team through the playoffs. A team that without LeBron James, you take him off this Cavaliers team, we're looking at a 30-win outfit. This is not a playoff team without him. It's a one-man team. All due respect to Kevin Love and some of the role players on this roster, George Hill, Kyle Korver. You take LeBron James off this team, they're not going fishing. They're going to the lottery. And instead, with LeBron, the maestro, leading the orchestra right now, they're in the catbird seat to get to his eighth straight finals appearance. I love when good recognizes great, when great recognizes something special, something possibly once in a lifetime. You saw Twitter do that last night. NBA Twitter exploded when LeBron made that floater. All-time greats. Dirk Nowitzki on Twitter last night. Tough shot makes it look easy. How about a clutch playoff performer like Manu Ginobili puts up an emoji of him shaking his head? It's LeBron's fifth playoff buzzer beater. That's more than Michael Jordan. Michael doesn't make a shot like that. He doesn't even attempt one like that. It's time to retire the narrative or belief that LeBron isn't clutch. That he'd rather pass the ball off to someone else for the game-winning shot than take it himself, which I believe is one of the final pillars. You know, this empire that's been created of anti-LeBron sentiment, this fiefdom, this kingdom of whacked out NBA fans who are anti-LeBron James, one of the last tenets of that, one of the last things they cling to is that, well, LeBron doesn't get it done in the clutch. He's not a guy that wants to take the shot. Look, Kyrie Irving knocked out the Warriors. He didn't take that shot. It was somebody else. That's one of the last things people hold on to when arguing that LeBron isn't the greatest of all time. But the proof is in the pudding now. He's more clutch than Magic. He's just as likely as Jordan to sink the game winner. Contrary to popular belief, LeBron has closer DNA. And the facilitator misnomer gets used against him in these debates all the time. Look what he's done here. Just look at his last few home playoff games. Blocked shot, game winner. In Game 5 against Indiana, comes back in Game 7, scores 45 points. And last night, buzzer beater. Game slipping away from Cleveland. It was almost the opposite of Game 1 in the series, where Toronto led the entire way and then got beat at the very end. It almost happened last night to Cleveland. LeBron wouldn't let that happen. So he comes down, takes matters into his own hand, makes that basket. 16 of his 38 points came in the fourth quarter. What is left to say about this guy? And so that's where I want to bring you in on the conversation here. I want to talk to America today. I want to see if you're appreciating what LeBron James is doing. And I especially want to talk to the people who maybe for a long time held something against LeBron. Whether it was his attitude or whether it was his decision to leave for Miami or, you know, his ego or whatever. Whatever it is. I want to hear from those people and find out if there are listeners out there, basketball fans out there this morning who say, I used to argue against LeBron. I used to have a problem with him. I used to dislike him. I used to root against him. Can't do it anymore. Because I think if you're objective about this, if you allow yourself to sit down and consume the game without having a preconceived notion, you watch LeBron James right now, I don't know how you wouldn't get sucked into what he's doing and find him to be magnetic, find him to be mesmerizing, finding yourself transfixed by what he is doing on the court right now. See, the problem is there are so many Michael Jordan acolytes out there who feel threatened by what LeBron's doing. That's part of the problem. You know, they look at it like it's treasonous. If I go and root for LeBron James, or if I pledge allegiance to LeBron, it's me pushing the other legend out, or it's me undermining, or it's me glorifying a player who might not have been the guy I grew up rooting for. You know, Michael Jordan's my first love. The first time's the best time. I don't want somebody entrenching or moving in on him. So I think there's a lot of that. And I've done this show. I've been on the network now for a few years. Whenever LeBron James comes up, you still have a very vocal minority. I believe it's a minority, but you still have a very vocal group of basketball fans who are unwilling to give him credit. And if there was ever a time for him to convert those people into fans, it would be right now. With what he's doing with this Cleveland team, another buzzer beater last night, they go up 3-0. They're going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Probably going back to the NBA Finals. And so I want to give you a chance to express to me how much you're appreciating and enjoying what LeBron James is doing right now. At 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And if there's still some of you out there who can't find it within yourself to appreciate this guy or root for this guy, I want to know why. And if you're somebody who has come around on LeBron James and used to have an issue with him, used to root against him, used to dislike him, I want to hear why you've been converted, why you've seen the light. At 855-212-4CBS, that's 855-212-4227. Because what is there left to complain about? I'd rather have the ball in LeBron James' hands at the end of the game over any player I've watched in my lifetime. That includes Magic. That includes Kobe. That includes Michael Jordan even. And so I'm not a prisoner of the moment now. Okay, this is not meant for effect. This is not me right now saying something bombastic or saying something heat of the moment. I've slept on this, and I watched him last night, and you're awestruck right now. Unless you're somebody who still, for whatever reason, just cannot bring yourself to appreciate this guy. And so, regardless of where you fall on the LeBron James scale, I want to hear from you this morning at 855-212-4CBS. I'm Andrew Filippone. I'm coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. What's your reaction to what LeBron James is doing right now? Are you a convert? Are you rooting for him again? Are you a witness to what he's doing? Are you putting him in rare company? Are you starting to believe that this is as good as it gets? 855-212-4CBS. I really want to hear from you next. We'll do some of that. Lot to talk about today. I did an interview with Ben Roethlisberger earlier in the week that's gotten a lot of attention. I have some time on this show to give you my thoughts, very unique thoughts, because I've been doing a show with Ben Roethlisberger now for a few years, so you're going to get it from the horse's mouth from me later today. But I want your take on LeBron James. It's the place we have to start this morning, and we'll do more of that next. This is the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.